with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a three-part series titled The Powerful Role of Leaders and Media in Curbing Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
One question.
Sure.
It's regarding eating meat. If we have a celebration and we have guests who request to eat meat instead of vegetarian, is it okay to offer them meat? My son is going to get married very soon and my in-laws are meat eater. I understand from my future daughter-in-law that the parents would prefer that their guests, their relatives, to be serve meat. For my guests, I will offer only vegetarian. But
yes,
I don't
you
like to offend
offer
them.
Vegetarian. And the other, if they want meat, they offer the meat themselves.
Okay. Thank you, Master.
You stay away from the blood. Keep your hands free of blood.
Okay, so all my guests, I will offer only vegetarian.
You offer vegetarian, and if anybody wants to eat meat, tell them they can bring their own meat.
Thank you, Master.
The vegetarian diet is so delicious. There are vegan ham, vegan chicken, everything. People just would love to eat it. They don't even know that this is a vegetarian. Remember the story about when I was a householder and married? I offer my neighbors always vegetarian food when they come to my house every weekend. And one time my husband think poor people eat vegetarian all the time. They should eat meat or else they die or something. And then he bought some fish and meat and nobody want to eat it. Because they wanted vegetarian because they loved it more. They say they like a change. So now you can also suggest the same. You say, okay, we eat meat every day already. I'm going to deliver something more exciting. You know, new way of life, new menu and exciting and very colorful, tasty. And you try all together one day. And then see if you like it or not. And if you don't like it, well, the meat is waiting for you in your fridge when you go home anyway. And after all that, if they still don't want it, they can bring their own meat.
Okay.
Marriage is very important. It's a once in a lifetime of a person. In the Buddhist Sutra, in the Sutra of the Erstor Bodhisattva, the Erstor Bodhisattva say that if when the mother deliver babies. And when you married or anything like that, people always killing animals to celebrate. That harm the couples a great deal, and that harm a mother to be a great deal, as well as a newborn child. It is better always be vegetarian. It doesn't incur bad retribution. How can you be so happy, happy day in a marriage day? It's the most joyful day of your life. And you go and murder some other being. You should have let him live. He also want to be happy. He should be rejoiced in your merit and congratulate you in his heart. Why you cut his throat and eat it? It's a joy to be married. It's a joyful day. Everyone should enjoy and be joyful. It's not logical to kill somebody, make a misery, when you are in the most happy day of your life.
Okay.
And suppose they want, they can bring their own meat. You wash your hand clean of the blood. You have to influence people, not let people influence you. From now, I want all of you to be stronger in your opinion, stronger in your standpoint in life. You do not do what is not good. And you know killing is no good. You stop it. Stop where you are. Stop on your table. Stop from your house. Do not condone any more murdering. Do not condone any more cruelty. Do not encourage any more suffering to anybody, whether directly or indirectly. Let peace begin with us. All right?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Vegetarianism and Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now. It's enough now that we follow all the trend in the society just to look social and look like them. No, we don't want to look like them anymore. We want them to look like us. Because our way is nobler. It's correct. It's compassionate. It's loving. And it's saving life. And it will save the planet.
Yes, Master.
Do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
For all your question and your support and your walk in the way of love. You have to be strong now, because the planet depends on us. The planet depends on you. Our lives on the planet depends on you. Okay?
Okay. ฉันเคยดู VCD ของอาจารย์ปริญญาตันสกุลค่ะออกมาบอกว่าแต่ละจุดในประเทศไทยเนี่ยจะเกิดภัยพิบัติอะไรบ้างไม่ทราบว่ามันจะเกิดเช่นนั้นจริงหรือไม่คะ
Well, if your Thai people are doing good deeds,and minimize the effect of killing, then you can avoid it. If not, I don't know. Right now, there are many disasters happening around the world, and more frequently than ever before, and even more deadly. It is because the force of the negative retribution of the killing karmic consequences is more ripe than before.So we are suffering a lot around the world. People suffer a lot, not just Thailand. That's why I'm working very hard and also asking you to join me in the effort of informing people that the cause of all our suffering is from killing, from eating meat. Because if we don't eat meat, nobody will kill for us, to offer us meat.So the vegetarian diet will minimize all the disaster and even clear it all out. If people just turn their heart around, be compassionate, be loving like a real human being, because the humans are inherently very compassionate and loving. It's just they have been misled. They have not been informed since long time.And the bad habit, the negative information, has already been ingrained into their way of life. So they have been misled very, very badly. So now we have to inform them again, remind them again that this is not the way we should live our life. The way we should live our life is with love, compassion, and peace with all beings.Including animals. So we have to continue doing our job, informing people. Tell them to be vegetarian, to minimize all this bad effect.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease.E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility.Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Even if I sit here telling you, okay, the cyclone will come, or the cyclone will not come, what good do that do? If this cyclone won't come, another cyclone will come, or any other disaster will come, if we don't change the way we live our life, if we don't change to live according to the harmonious system of the universe, then we are out of accord. And when we are out of this protective, harmonious cycle of the universe, we are out of protection. And that's why things happen. That's why bad things happen. If we are inside the universal, harmonious cycle, the natural law, then we are protected 100%. And don't be afraid. If you are virtuous, you are protected. I cannot protect everybody because they do not do what I tell them to do, what they should do. But you are doing what I have advised you to do, which is the protection for you. Then you will be all right. You know that up to now. You have survived many times. You will survive again. We have discussed this before, okay? It's not just about saving the planet. It's saving the souls of your brothers and sisters on Earth. The people, if they understand the urgency of global warming and they have the heart wanting to save lives on this planet, then that person who has such a heart will be saved. Their soul will be elevated and to a higher level. They try vegetarian because they want to save lives on the planet. They hope to save lives on the planet. At least they join in the effort of saving other people, saving other animals, saving life on Earth. Moreover, the Earth is also a being in herself. So it's not about saving you, your lives. It's not about just saving lives, it's saving the souls of the people, elevating their nobility, awaken their higher consciousness. So I'm just saying, even if we do not save the planet, we will save many souls so that they can go up to a higher level of consciousness in heaven. Or at least they will be born in a more favorable planet so that they can continue their spiritual journey from a higher level already. So now, do away with your pessimism. Whatever you do, it will save life. Yeah? Not life at the physical, maybe, but life eternal. And that is a very noble purpose. There's no need to worry whether the earth will be destroyed or not. You see, we live eternally. And if we can save any of the soul to live eternally in happiness and blessing, we should do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Master.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
But be positive. Maybe we can make it.
There ought to be the way to wake up the whole population. Maybe the catastrophes are the only messages to shake up the people mindset and habit and for the world to change.
We are doing what we can already, sweetheart. It's up to the people now. It's up to the people now. Especially it's up to the government and the media to help to alleviate the situation. If they don't turn into the compassionate way of life, then I don't know what else to do. The law of cause and retribution has to take place, no matter we like it or not. Just the same like in the law in your country, yeah? If you kill, you'll be in prison, or even dead. Well, the law of the universe is similar. Killing will beget killing and suffering. There's no escape from that. And we are trying to let people know this, to remind them the law of the universe, to remind them of their true, great, compassionate, loving self. And now it's up to people. Yeah, we continue to do that. And we wait. Just doing what we're doing and be patient. Okay, love? I wish I have a magic wand, you know, and wave it around and hoopla, everybody become vegetarian, planet is saved. But it's not like that. They have to awaken themselves. They have to practice compassion. Then the compassion will beget compassion. Love will beget love. If I force them to become vegetarian, that's not the same. You get it?
I understand.
Yes. Very good. I know you understand, but I explain a little bit more in case somebody else doesn't understand. Yeah, the thing is, they have to do it themselves. So that their compassion, their love in their heart will beget the compassion from heaven, beget the love of heaven. And that's how it works. Yeah? Suppose I save all the people on this planet right now. Suppose I could do that. Would you like me to do it?
Yes, please.
You would, of course. Fine. I would also. But the thing is, what will happen to our planet? Think about it. They will continue warring with each other. They will continue to massacre en masse the animals. They will continue to be living in not a noble way. What's good of this planet to exist like that? It's like hell for the mass of animals and other people in a war conflict zone is like hell. So for people to be awakened, to be compassionate and noble, that is more important. And then the planet will be saved by itself. I know you're concerned, me too. But this is the only way, it's the correct way.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Because I love human, but I love animals as well. And I love the human to be more elevated now and hereafter. Because if they're just thinking, oh, nothing happening, even if we continue to live our wicked way, continue to kill and do anything that is no good, and we still live and happily, and so why not? You understand me, honey? And that's no good for them, because life continues after their life. Finish here, their life will continue elsewhere. And if their merit is no good, if they have bad karma, after they die, they will get even worse retribution. So I don't want that to happen to them also. So rescuing their physical life is not as important as saving their souls.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master. How are you?
Ah, fine. How are you?
Yes, good. I'm good. Thank you. I have two questions. The first one is, as we have more and more time to save our planet, and we continue to do our job, does that mean the final disasters will not happen? If the final disasters do happen, is the deadline still 2012?
Well, it depends on humans' behavior, okay? If the majority of the population do not change their way of life and do not change the bad karma of the planet, I mean the retribution have to take place then. But if they do become vegetarian and stop warring with each other and be compassionate and kind, then of course we will stop where it is and the final disaster will not occur. And the final disaster deadline will not be 2012. It will not be at all. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/BMD.